7:49, 11 minutes away from news time at 8 o'clock here. Well, they said, hey, Detroit, the sky shines for you, and that's the truth. That's what happened last night. The sky did shine for us. It lit up, and everything, all the planets were in alignment to give us the best weather, the best crowd, the best fireworks, I think, that we've ever had. And the guy who's behind all that is a guy I call affectionately the Wizard of Oz and the Wizard of Ooz and Oz and all of that, Tony Michaels, who is the president and CEO of the parade company and who probably slept last night, not long, but maybe more soundly than he has in the nights leading up to the fireworks, because from everything I could tell, Tony, it was a 100% smash hit. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you. You know, I'm elated, and it just takes a team, and our parade company team, and all of our sponsors, and just everybody, and the weather, just everything came together, and it feels really good, and it feels great about the amount of people who were, you know, downtown and in their neighborhoods and down Jefferson Avenue and all around watching this show in a safe, wonderful way. That's our tradition. In Detroit, that's our tradition.
Well, it's a great tradition, and we as we did last night, we thanked Chief White, and we'd thank right now all of the hardworking men and women of law enforcement, obviously the city of Detroit police, but Michigan State Police, sheriff deputies, all kinds of people involved in making sure everything went well, and the people of Detroit making sure that cooler heads prevailed at all times. Mary Culler, president, Ford Motor Company Fund. We couldn't have the Ford fireworks without Ford and without Mary Culler and her team. You and Bob Riney and all of the employees, only about 15 that are actually paid employees, and the thousands of volunteers that happily pitch in to help you pull off what is one of the best fireworks shows in the country.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. And you said it right with the volunteers and our team. The volunteers were just itching to get back into business. And, of course, you know, we did the parade last year in full regale, but this was really this big coming out again, you know, for the Ford fireworks. And Mary Culler has just been amazing. And we can't thank Ford enough and Bill Ford and the family and what they do for us. And also, you know, we've got some other sponsors with DTE who just was amazing. What they did for the city of Detroit last night with the generators for the scanners, Huntington Bank, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and my children's hospital supporting the Ford fireworks. So it's just a whole lot of people coming together doing something great for our great city. And boy, I couldn't be prouder of our team and of everybody. And thank you for coming and doing that. You're up so early in the morning, and there you were from 7 to 9 last night in WDIV. The broadcast, people are writing me saying it was spectacular. So it feels good, and now we got to keep going. We've got a lot more to do, and wow, the Detroit police. I'm sorry I'm rambling on, but Chief White, I spoke to Mayor Duggan last night, and I said, we both said we probably have the finest chief in America right now, and isn't that a wonderful thing, and what an all-in team he has. It's great.
Yeah, it was great. Everything about it. I'm not looking for anything that wasn't, but I can't think of anything that wasn't great last night. I mentioned earlier the food on the rooftop party with Joe Vaccari, yeah, and Rosalie and his brother John. I mean, they always knock it out of the park. And everywhere else, we saw nothing but celebration and big smiles on faces. And of course, up next, America's Thanksgiving Parade, sponsored by, presented by Gardner White. You never stop. I mean, we're on the racetrack right now for you, Tony.
Yeah, we really are. We're building 9 new floats, Paul. It's a record. 9 new 3-year floats, and 6 of those are re-upped companies, and 3 are brand new. So we're so excited about that. And one of them is your merry-go-round awning. Mike Fallon, he was there last night. And my children's hospital and pet supplies, plus the brand new 3 floats. And, you know, it doesn't stop. And a little break right now, and then we're off and running. And we're just so proud. I was with Bud Denker last night, and we're talking about these big events from Auto Show to the Chevrolet Grand Prix to Jazz Fest, and these are treasures in our city. They really are, and they're treasures nationally, and we ought to be awfully proud in this city about, you know, everything that everyone's able to do. It's a good thing. It really is. The Rocket Mortgage Classic coming up.
Yep.
I mean, it makes you feel great, doesn't it?
It does. Good. It was a good broadcast. Ann Thomas, Tony Butler there helping out and making it happen. Mike Kim and virtually everyone you've talked about so far, we had them on the show from 7 to 9. And interestingly enough, you won't find two better guys than Bud Denker and Rod Elberts. Rod Elberts of the DADA, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and he's got a homecoming. Both of them have a coming back home party coming up with Bud bringing the racing, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, coming back to the streets of Detroit, and Rod Elberts with the Detroit International Auto Show coming back to Detroit. It's a homecoming. But you know what almost happened, and it just occurs to me, since you're the guy in charge of parades, if Rod Elberts, who just won the award as America's top arm wrestler, and I want to go to Turkey and broadcast from there because he's going to be shooting for the world championship. We don't have that many world champion athletes and winners like that, and especially I don't think we ever have in arm wrestling, but if he wins that, we ought to have a parade set up by Tony Michaels.
Well, I'll tell you, I think I better call the team right now. Jessica Kaminskis, our rock star, and the rest of our great team. I think we need to get ready. I think it's a Rod Elberts parade if he brings home the hardware, Paul.
And, you know, Bud is so competitive. He put his elbow on the table, put his hand up. I thought I was going to have a tournament right there at our broadcast. But but Rod is not a dummy. Rod goes, oh no, Bud Denker's very competitive. I'm not going to get into an arm wrestling match with him here right now. So it was a lot of fun, and there's so much going on, and you are somewhere at the base of all good things that happen in Detroit, and I'll never forget that, and I'll never let people forget it, Tony Michaels, how blessed we are to have you as the parade company president, CEO. You and Clarice and the girls all looking great last night, all having fun. You had with all the pressure on you last night, you still had that smile on your face that you always have, and you did not look like you were under pressure, and I know you were.
Oh, thank you so much. And I spoke to George Zambelli after, and he looked at me and he said, Tony, you guys literally have the best show in America. And I said, George, thank you. You guys did a phenomenal job. So thank you, Paul. We have a great team.
You do have a great team. And we had a chance to talk to Dr. Zambelli as well. And he said they had to work. They didn't have the contract. They worked to get it. You were smart enough to get them. We got to run. Tony, thanks so much. Tony Michaels, the parade company president and CEO at WJR.